You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A Lancaster County man is arrested and charged with stealing more than 100 skeletal remains, many of them from a cemetery that spans between Philadelphia and Delaware counties. KYW's Justin Udo is in media with the details.
Delaware County District Attorney Tanner Rao says 34-year-old Jonathan Gerlach of Lancaster County robbed dozens of graves of their bodies from Mount Moriah Cemetery.
26 separate mausoleums and or underground burial sites had been torn into and, for lack of a better word, desecrated.
Ralph says the grave robberies at the cemetery that is in both Yadin and Southwest Philadelphia go back to November.
And we eventually watched and caught Mr. Gerlach as he desecrated yet another monument as recently as 2 days ago.
Rao says when they raided Gerlach's home in Lancaster County, they found over 100 human skeletons.
Gerlach is charged with burglary, abuse of corpse, and desecration and related offenses. He is being held on $1 million bail, and authorities are investigating whether he robbed other cemeteries in addition to Mount Moriah. Philadelphia police are investigating an unusual hit and run from Wednesday night, where they believe a man was killed, struck by two cars, and dragged for blocks by one of the vehicles in the city's Kingsessing neighborhood. Here's KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Police were called out around 7:30 to Woodland Avenue near Grace Ferry Avenue for a man dead on the street, believed to have been struck by a car. As detectives were investigating, they found a silver Hyundai at a Popeyes nearby, where the driver, a 75-year-old woman, said she thought she ran over a carpet as she was driving to get food somewhere along Grace Ferry Avenue near 34th Street on the other side of the bridge. Police say she dragged the body under the car for blocks. They believe the man's body dislodged when she pulled into the parking lot of the Popeyes. They also believe she was not the only one who hit him, that he had been struck before his body got stuck under her car.
Detectives with the Crash Investigation Division are trying to figure out what happened. No one has been arrested or charged. A woman was killed in a row home fire in North Philadelphia early Thursday morning. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Ogontz.
It was around 4:40 in the morning when fire broke out at this row home in the middle of Ogontz Avenue close to Godfrey Avenue. Jerry Adams was getting ready for work when he noticed the flashing lights of a fire truck and all the commotion.
I saw smoke billowing from the window across the street. An older lady lives over there by herself, and I was hoping she's going to be fine.
Assistant Fire Chief Gerald Boyle says crews went in and they pulled the woman out from the first floor of this burning building.
Efforts to resuscitate her failed, and she was unfortunately pronounced on scene.
There was no one else inside. Adam says the victim lived alone and was always kind.
Officials say no one else was hurt and no one had to be evacuated. Cause of the fire is under investigation. SEPTA admits the return to normal regional rail service has been slower than expected, but the transit agency says more cars are going back into service each day. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Regional rail riders were told that the shortened trains and skipped stops would ease by the end of 2025, but the regional rail car shortage isn't quite over, says SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush.
Certainly there are still a number of two-car trains out there, and we know that that's still creating capacity issues and leading to some pass-ups.
But Bush says about 8 cars a day are going back into service this week, and that more 3-, 4-, and 5-car trains are being added where they're most needed.
Bush says service should return to near normal levels within a week or so. Thermal detection units have been installed on 210 of the 223 sideline Silver Liner 4 train cars, and 180 cars overall are back on the tracks. If you're driving near the art museum, make sure you don't roll through the red light. The 60-day warning period has ended, and the red light camera at Kelly Drive and Eakins Oval is activated. Drivers running the red light there will be mailed $100 fines. This makes 36 intersections in the city where red light cameras are operating. The Philadelphia Parking Authority says the program has reduced red light running at key intersections by 58% since cameras were first installed in 2005. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.